Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So the Heritage Careers Expo has been underway and it is done by the Department of Higher Education, a flagship project of the Deputy Minister. And on the line with us is Dr. Sibongile Masuku, who is a senior lecturer in the Heritage and Culture at Mpumalanga University. She's a senior lecturer there. Dr. Masuku, thanks for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm talking to you in the dark, but I don't need my eyes to hear you.
Just let us know about the Heritage Expo. It's been underway for a couple of days now. It's still got some way to go. Just a broad strokes introduction to those who don't know what the Heritage Expo is. Just give us a sense of what it is all about, please, Dr. Masu.
The Heritage Expo actually is a very, very great initiative in the sense that it also promotes intergenerational learning. As you begin to see the elder and the young interacting together, particularly to explore the issues around heritage, which have not really been greatly integrated into the curriculum. And if you remember very well, with Fields last fall, there was a big call that we begin to decolonize the tertiary institutions and we begin to decolonize the curriculum. So what I saw of the expo in Constitution Hill was, I can just say using youthful lingua, it was lit, absolutely lit. In the sense that there was an expose of amazing cultural work in terms of the fashion industry. You had your top-end Paris, Milan, quality fashion exhibited right to up-and-coming students standing side by side with celebrated fashionistas and creators. So it was live with creativity, and also we had poetry, and it was really a very nice meeting. And Deputy Minister, of course, just took the stage to share that the cultural industry is here to stay and that parents need to begin to encourage the youth to gravitate towards the cultural industry and that it is not just passion. There is life within the industry. So
you know, you just mentioned, for instance, what happened at the Constitution Hill alongside the ambition of decolonizing education, higher education. You've also pointed to, for instance, you know, how you reference Milan and top-end garments. It's then going to require quite some doing to shift that mindset, to stop looking to the likes of Milan, for instance, for inspiration and bring it back home. That journey is going to be quite a long journey, will it not? And what will it take to decolonize everything that we engage with in education?
Yes, I'm mentioning Milan in the sense that we as South Africans also lack confidence. We do not consider ourselves as standing at the same quality as the world that is seeing. So you need to still mention that so that people can begin to recognize that they actually have got what it takes, what the world is looking for. We also can do it here. We can manufacture it. Yeah, when it comes to decoloniality, it's a very important step in a direction of beginning to embrace who we are. I usually use the phrase, nothing about us without us. In the sense that most of the curriculums we're looking at have been imposed on it from a colonial point of view. And we've come to embrace those curricula that were not designed or developed with us in context, but they were externally researched and we had no choice but to adopt them. So we need to begin to, not even begin to see, we need to forge ahead with the transition and move from rhetoric to reality.
So you've got a lot of CETAs participating in this Heritage Expo. Maybe just by way of example, tell us who is in this expo.
And this expo, well, I'll talk about the expo that we are planning in Mpumalanga University, which is billed for the 26th of July. What we want to do there is to ensure that the province also plays a role. It's going to be hosted by Mpumalanga University, and the minister, the deputy minister, will be coming to Mpumalanga, and we will also begin to exhibit the cultural creativity that is happening in Mpumalanga, mm-hmm. and we will also be hosting. I mean, we will be hosting a debate, a panel, mm-hmm. and discussion mm-hmm. on what it entails to decolonize. And we also want to have an exhibition looking at gender-based violence, but using art, and also because an exhibition itself is an art form, mm-hmm. which is not necessarily articulated in the most usual medium. Mm. We'll also be looking at poetry mm. in Siswati, Isindebele, and English as commentary mm. to gender-based violence. Mm. And we will also be looking at issues around Indigenous sport and giving attention to sport, because people consider sport mm. also as just a nice time, but in actual fact, it's a career. Mm. Sport in itself is a career. Mm. So we will be encouraging the youth to think carefully around, not just really think carefully, but to recognize that there is more to university and learning rather than the academic kind of subject.
Mm-hmm.
The creative industry is also about thinking. Mm-hmm. This is what the deputy minister emphasized, mm-hmm. that people think it's about hands, but hands cannot work together without putting the brain in motion mm-hmm. to allow for the juices of creativity to come on board.
Dr. Masuku, when is the Mpumalanga one going to take place?
It's going to be on the 26th of July.
Okay. And just maybe by way of directing people to participating, or at least, you know, a little eavesdropping into the expo, how do we get in? How do we get that information? Where do we link into?
The university actually is going to be putting on a marketing drive okay. to begin to publicize this particular event and expo. But we are quite comfortable in hosting people at the university because we have a hotel. We have a hotel called Togomala, and we also have a restaurant on campus. Mm. So people can get meals, but they can also get accommodation on campus.
Are we able to join online?
Well, we are in the process of sorting out all those issues. But I think if the media is definitely invited, and they are the ones who can try and get us more online, in a real sense, because, you know, we also have challenges on load shedding, etc. So we are, I don't want to promise on online at this moment in time, not knowing how we will be dealing with in terms of power. Mm. But we definitely would like the media to come in and assist us in making sure that this story is shared wide and broadly.
Mm. And so for those who are then in Mpumalanga, all that we need to do is to I suppose, just arrive at the expo and people are welcome.
Yes, people are welcome. We would like, because we see this is not just an expo looking at the youth, but it's an expo where we want to see some cultural exchanges between the elders and the young, because one needs to consider that learning is a lifelong process. Mm. Yes, there's always something one can learn.
Really appreciate it. Dr. Sibongile Masuku is a senior lecturer in heritage and culture at the Mpumalanga University. They'll also be a part of the expo, this Heritage Career Expo 2022. It's their third installation, but really there are many other seaters that are part of this. So you will have the services seater, you'll have a transport education training authority seater, you've got the culture, arts, tourism, hospitality, training sector, the sector education, education and training CETAs. So there'll be quite a lot on display. And the theme here is to decolonize higher education. And so what I think you should do is just go to the Department of Higher Education website. It should be able to direct you to the Heritage Career Expo that is underway currently. And this is under the auspices of the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Sciences and Technology, Buti Manamela.
Point of View, Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.